Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. It is April 5th, 2020. We're in coronavirus town. Everyone is in coronavirus town.
Yes, we are.
But what I want to know is, can I pay a tax to get rid of the coronavirus?
You can pay a tax to get rid of global warming.
I know. So yeah. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's the plan.
We just need a new tax.
Exactly.
That'll get rid of it. Yep.
Just like global warming.
There you are. Bingo. I'm going to put that up for a vote.
So just so they know where to send the hate mail, I'm Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff. No relation. Our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery. Pape Machinery is our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And they do everything John Deere. So if you need a tractor, you need a mower, you need implements, go by and see them. They've got a lot of inventory right now. Their shop is not busy, so if you need something worked on, take it in there and have the guys in there take a look at it. Lots of experience there. Or you can give them a call at 226-9226 or reach them on the web at papemachinery.com. That's P-A-P-E, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah, Pape Machinery.
Spelling counts.
There you go. It does.
So, Dr. Chen, you know, we were chatting during the news. We have a kind of an advantage, or maybe it's a disadvantage. We're all sitting here talking while we're on break. But before we leave the idea of, like, especially New York, Seattle, San Francisco, L.A., these cities that are being hit hard by the virus, okay, you do have more people. You do have more international travel. You have all of that, but I think we also need to look at, they're all sanctuary cities, and
right.
And they've all adopted policies where, you know, you can have just absolute filth going on in your city.
That, well, yeah, look at the homeless populations have blossomed, and you can't control the health of those
nope.
people and the diseases they spread.
So you have a whole population that's constantly moving around in your city that you couldn't quarantine if you wanted to.
No.
And those are decisions that the people who run the city have made over time.
Mm-hmm. We just set ourselves up for this exact scenario.
Yeah. So then this shows up and it's like, oh, well, that makes perfect sense where it goes. So I'm sorry, back to your plan. We do have an hour left, so that's kind of good, except for my rude interruptions.
Yeah. I'd also, before we get, I also want to talk about what's happening with the WHO too, because there were some new developments there this week.
That,
I think we should mention. But
so the guy that China put in is getting fired now or replaced or whatever they do. So does that mean they want a guy who's like more aligned with the CCP?
Has it taken place already?
No, not yet. They're asking for him to step down.
What's your guess though? What that's all about?
I don't know, because I have a big question. A bigger question than that. That is, now it's basically the major countries all have drawn the conclusion that wait till this virus pass, they will go after the CCP or those who is responsible for this pandemic, right? So
I think there is a little sword sharpening going on in the background. I think you're right.
So there's this plan. Well, I'm not sure if this plan will work, because there's a big if there. Let's wait till this virus pass. What if it doesn't pass? What if the prerequisite for its pass is the elimination of the CCP? We have to consider that. And I believe that could be,
kind of like tossing someone into the volcano in the olden days. I like it.
So, you know, when we're talking about different cities' situation, you know, whether they're crowded or whether they're homeless people, or, you know, whether they're clean and filthy, we're still thinking this is medically. And that's fine. You know, I wholeheartedly want America to get a cure. But just like, you know, like President Lincoln has said before, fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray that the mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away. But you know, the Almighty has his own purpose. Mm-hmm. So not, we talked about last time, well, yeah, the week before, that not all plagues are medically curable. And the best example was the plague of the firstborn in Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of disease is that? How can it be cured? Okay? That plague not only recognized Egyptian families, it actually recognized firstborn only.
True.
Right? So what kind of plague is that? Okay, I'm a scientist, and the most scientific explanation for that biblical plague is a categorical denial of its occurrence. Talking about scientific.
Mm-hmm.
We are facing
ignore at your peril.
Right. We are facing another plague that may defy scientific explanation. So until we find out root cause, what causes this, we may not find its cure. And so I would like to go back to the news break. As you know, what we were talking before the news break. Right, so our policy makers can never explain to Americans how those national interest considerations led China to be increasingly menacing to the United States, right? But nor have they given an accounting of how their promotion of China's human rights led to more and more victims. China's human rights have been going downhill throughout their policy period for the past quarter century, little over a quarter century. Right? In fact, their complete lack of concern for the victims is very telling. Right? Those victims, more and more victims, piles up as a result of their policy failure. And this proves that their lack of concern for them proves that they were never sincere in their lofty claims of promoting human rights in China. In fact, they took advantage, and think about this, they took advantage of the victims' plight to justify their deals with CCP. Right? Just name a few from the most favored nation status in the old Bush period to delinking with human rights from trade under Clinton, and then from the admission of China to WTO to the 2008 Olympics. Right. Those are the major opportunity our policy, our president's claim that are opportunities to give China incentive to induce the CCP to improve human rights. However, each time after this opportunity failed, they never bothered to examine how it had failed. They simply move on to the next opportunity to make deals with the CCP in the name of improving China's human rights. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
How sincere were they?
Not
yet.
Well, they always put it as like, we're going to talk about it later. We're going to get this all arranged, and then we're going to go back and we're going to work with them on that. When, I mean, and obviously anybody who's ever even raised a dog or a kid, I mean, if it doesn't work with kids and dogs, it's not going to work there either. And there are no consequences. They've given away, they've given everything up, and now they're going to go back and try to get them to change their whole program. Unlikely. Sorry, I have to interrupt you again. Quick break. You are listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Pardon that interruption. Carry on.
Right. So we're talking about those claims are insincere. But that's in China. So far away. However, we forgot that those who deceive others must deceive themselves first.
Makes sense. Right?
So the resulting hypocrisy in that part of the policy and the deception result from that insincerity are the most damaging part of this fashion deal with China, with the CCP, to America's public life. It comes home. The hypocrisy and deception there comes home. Our politicians, the big business and their lobbying machine, the news media that we talk about, and the intellectual, have all contributed to the deceiving the American public in regards to the U.S.-China policy. However, that kind of hypocrisy and deception, corrupted our own policy as well, making but not keeping lofty campaign promises, political correctness, bias reporting and cover up. We talked about this before. These are what American politics is now, and we can trace all this to the Fauci deal with the CCP. Look at today, right? Why just fulfilling his campaign promise get President Trump attacked crazily from fake news?
There's only one setting there. It's they have to hate him 24/7. It's like a weird requirement.
Right, and also when the president fulfilled his campaign promise and when he speak candidly, why they went crazy? That's because that goes against the way they do business nowadays. I came to the United States in 1981. Even to me, right. This country has changed beyond recognition just in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah, since the 80s. I mean, if you tried to tell people back then that this would be happening, they'd swear you're off your rocker. You're totally crazy. It's never going to happen. And yet, right, here we are.
Well, look at some of the nutty stuff. You know, the whole gender thing. There was a meme that came out. It said they give the count of how many men get this and how many women get this, but what about the other 57 genders?
57 genders.
I was like, oh yeah, what about that? See, all those things, I'm watching them it's coming through humor. Maybe that's just my medium. You look at that kind of stuff, and that's all seems foolish now.
It does.
With the backdrop of this. Mm-hmm. I think that's the benefit.
Yeah. Now, the analysis that I did earlier that are my ranking, okay, that's cold data. That the top 15 states or Democrat dominating state have the worst infection, right? Many people will not be happy to hear about that. And I don't know what they would be cursing me about right now.
Well, the good thing is you're in an undisclosed location.
But this CCP virus puts us in a more clear perspective. It's time for us to ask, is politics or our own life more important?
Yeah, right. And what's a contributing factor? You know, it's almost like when you have a medical condition, like anything. You know, you have, you have diabetes, then you're supposed to stop eating sugar. Okay, so if your country basically bursts into flames over a virus and the policies that you have currently are feeding it, stop feeding it.
Yeah.
Doesn't take a genius to figure that out. I'm kind of hoping... that is the really, really good side effect of this. And the fact that everybody knows what the CCP is now. Remember back, I remember when we first started, when we spoke with June back in 2018, and she was talking about the CCP, and I had to keep stopping her. Okay, that means the Chinese Communist Party, because I knew people were going, what is she saying? That is becoming, I don't want to say a household word, because that makes it sound nice. But it's becoming something that people know, and that's good.
Well, that I'm hoping will be the one good thing that comes out of all this is people will now open their eyes to how susceptible we are in so many areas of our lives. When we get through this, we need to make some big changes.
Sure, and that China isn't just like us with more people and in another country.
They're really not working with us. They're working against us.
I think this exposes a whole lot, which is probably what you're kind of excited about as you're watching all this. If you could be excited about anything, it's got to feel kind of good for all of the things you have known all along to be finally coming to the forefront.
Yes. And, last year, last July, when we started out this program, I knew this is going to this is the direction to go. I don't know what will exactly happen. But this coronavirus is going to come. If it's not coronavirus, it will be another virus. If it's not another virus, it will be another disaster. It's just the world does not know. We have already been lucked out several times. Mm-hmm. There were other outbreaks in China that the world just didn't know. That, maybe the divine gave us opportunity to stop them, but we keep...
We ignored it.
Right, we keep ignored it. Well, and now it comes, right? And so I want to go back to our hope that, the whole world is saying now, maybe not a whole world. A lot of people are saying, now, okay, let's get this virus over. And after it, we're going to, go after accountability, go after the CCP. Well, maybe that's wishful thinking. Maybe it would require us to get rid of the CCP before this virus would even go away. Remember, the Civil War, right? Again, we'll go back to American history, right? And President Lincoln talked about it, right? And again, he said, the root cause of this war was the slavery. Right? And if this root cause of the CCP virus is the CCP,
That's true.
Would it be curable until we remove it? We may hope. We may ask for it, but then it may not come to that way. And so why is this CCP so particular? We talked about before in this program. What does the CCP represent? You know, there were conflicts before. There are ideological conflict, there are interest-based conflict. We talked about that before. But CCP is the, you know, let's again take United States history as an example, right? And President Lincoln talked about, you know, both sides from the Civil War. They studied the same Bible. They prayed to the same God. And they asked God to help them. In President Lincoln's word, he said, it's strange that man would dare to ask God's assistant to wring their blood from another man's sweat, right? So that's the worst we have done, even in our darkest hour. The worst that some American have done is to ask God's assistant to do something that they should not have done. That's the worst we have done. But at least they're reading the same Bible, they're praying to the same God. Now, when we make the function deal with the CCP, we have bring our politicians have brought American down to the level to accept the evil's assistant to exploit other people. That's a whole lot different level. You know, our shining city on the hill has been brought down by our politician to the swamp of strategic partnership with the evil. Now, some people may object my use of the evil. So let's look at what the CCP is. The CCP is the only regime in history that's against all belief. All faith. So it's not atheist regime, it's an anti-theist regime. In fact, it's not only against all religion. It prohibits people from knowing the existence of hell and Satan.
Oh, that's true. If there is no God, there is no devil.
Right?
Wow.
If they prohibit people from knowing there's hell, there's Satan. They're more evil than Satan.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Let's ponder that for 5 seconds, because I have to interrupt you again. I can't believe it.
No problem.
Our little breaks go so fast. But, you know, while you were saying that, I was copying that from the email I have on the page for today, and I was adding it to the top of the page because you had written to me yesterday, the shining city on a hill was brought down to the swamp of strategic partnership with the anti-theist CCP, and the CCP virus came. So as I was copying and pasting that, you were saying it. So I think that really is part of the theme of today. If we skip everything else and we boil it down, that's the super important takeaway. We will be right back with our guest, Dr. Chen. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light. People.
wouldn't I feel good? I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year.
I feel good.
I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, we played Don't Stand So Close to Me, and then, you know, maybe when we get done with that part, we can play more, you know, James Brown.
Of course.
Of course. Carry on, Dr. Chen. Oh, but before you do, you know, we kept talking about what you were saying, and honestly, back, you know, when I was a kid in the 60s, and morality was important. I mean, that was in school. Not so much anybody was teaching religion, although I did go to Catholic school.
Now, political correctness is more important. Yep. Political correctness replaces morality. Do you realize that?
Yeah. And so as we have slowly but surely taken any type of, well, in the name of equalizing the religious aspect, they've taken all the morality out. So when you take all the morality out, making a deal with the devil, I mean, that's why there is that expression. Is okay. You know, we can't have any morality in our politics. Because if we did, we wouldn't do business with people who basically promote slave labor and involuntarily harvest the organs of their citizens.
Yeah, that's how you make it okay.
Yeah. So yeah. It's taken a long time. And that's also what socialism does. You know, that's how you get to communism, is you have no morality, you have no values. So, you know, the state is the boss of you. I don't think that's what most people think is going to happen. I mean, I'm not sure people have fully grasped that.
But we'll come back to that, and I hope this will lead back to this and understand why this virus may never go away until we clear out its root cause. And I thank your station and you too for bravely talking about this topic. This is a sensitive topic. As you said, you know, I agree with you. This is an extremely important topic we talk about, yet it's a sensitive topic to talk about, because when people talk about religion, talk about belief, they feel uncomfortable. Why? That's due to numerous inter- and intra-religious conflicts and persecution throughout history.
Sure. Right?
People have been sensitized to be defensive against religions that are different from their own. Right? But if we take a step back and let go of those historical grudges and look for commonalities of all, you know, different religions, we find, to me at least, we find faith to be the belief in the existence of a higher realm above human beings, and the possibility to reach that higher realm by following higher teaching. There may be different higher teachings, but the existence of higher realm is common, right? The teachings may vary, but the existence of higher realm, that's a common, right? And then at the same time, we also believe that if we betray those higher teachings, that will condemn us to a terrifying existence of lower existence. Existence below human beings. So there's human being, there's above human being, and below human being. And that, you know, where we are, it depends on how we behave. Right? And so that's common. If we talk about that, then that should take away the sensitivity of different religions. Right. But the CCP is a single regime that I said normally prohibit all religions. It even prohibit people from knowing the existence of hell and Satan. The CCP truly is the evilest of all evil. Specifically, it's more evil than Satan. But look. Now, in this country, as the CCP virus is ravaging our land, who are defending the CCP now in the United States? ABC, CBS, NBC, those fake news. They are praising the CCP, yet attacking President Trump. Think about that. Mm-hmm. How do we get rid of the CCP virus while this is going on? The CCP virus has every excuse and ground to stay in the United States because there are people welcoming. And this is, I think this is very important.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to talk about what happens when you throw away your morals and what the consequences of that is. That, like you said, the below human state. If you don't talk about it, then it's not real and nothing will happen. But I think we're seeing that now. I think people are starting to realize that we have to do things differently than we have in the past. And a big part of that is, recognizing that there's a higher authority. And, you know, with the CCP, their belief is there is no higher authority. They are the highest authority.
Yep. Government is the higher authority.
That's right. And you believe in them and bar all else. And we're just not that way. And when you have people standing up and supporting that, maybe they don't believe they're supporting it in that way, but they are.
But that's the outcome.
That's the outcome. They're going to end up with that result. And that's the dangerous part.
It is super important. You know, I know, and you know it, we all know it, that, you know, America still believes in higher authority. Yet our action, if our action support the most evil regime to deny, to attack the higher authority, and that effect, right? And there are people doing that on behalf of the United States. It's not all America, mind you, right? It's, as I said, our politicians, our conglomerates, our media, our intellectuals, they are the ones doing it. But regardless, they did it on behalf of the United States. Right? So even the majority of Americans do not do that, and they may not be aware of it, but the damage is done.
Well,
damage is done, somebody...
Well, I was going to say, if you think about it, the vast majority of people in this country, it's not the laws that keep them from committing crimes. They don't commit crimes because it's not right to do that. So you don't make laws for moral people; you make it for immoral people. Mm-hmm. And so when you say there is no more right and wrong, there is no more morality, there is no more value to that, then your laws are everything, and everybody's breaking them because nobody cares.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the seriousness of this topic, and as I said, I hope there's a cure. No, human being would hope against this cure. But if this virus is that nature, if this virus is the CCP, there's a specter behind it, a dark force behind it. Until we eliminate that, there may not be a cure. And so that is...
It's a serious point to ponder. Because right now we're being bombarded with all the science talk. Everybody's learning about, what you do all day, molecules and all that. And obviously people are scrambling for different things, if they're not working, if their kids are home, all the things that go on in people's lives that have been upended. And that's taking up a lot of space. But I think as this goes on, your point is well taken, that if we're going to be in a bind. I didn't actually swear that little dead space. I didn't actually say anything bad. I should have. Maybe let's find out how quick Ashley is on the button. We should take a really quick break so we don't jam it up to the end of the hour. And we'll be back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long?
Jackson Brown supporting our mission here.
That's right.
All right, fire away. We've got like 11 minutes of uninterrupted airtime for you.
Great. So now we talked about that evil force, the CCP. And I also mentioned a survey that some paranormal practitioner did in China. And so Falun Gong, it is the CCP, it's this evil of CCP that Falun Gong practitioners have resisted by itself for the past 20 years, since 1999. And the world have just stand by silently watching this unfold. Right? Some have argued, including some of my best friends, that the United States does not owe the Chinese people support in their struggle for human rights and freedom.
That we don't owe them?
We don't owe the Chinese people support in their struggle.
Wow, that's a great attitude, as my mother would say.
It's common, and if the United States doesn't owe it, and other countries certainly won't either, right? However, human rights are humanity's common value, gained at the cost of millions upon millions of lives. We owe it, if we owe it not to the Chinese, at least we owe it to those victims, that their sacrifice and sufferings will not be in vain. Right. To say the very least, we should not make any people's struggle for basic rights more difficult.
That's true. If you don't want to help fix it, at least don't contribute to it, I guess.
Right. Unfortunately, the fortune dealers from the United States, on behalf of the United States, have made the Chinese people polite more severe, especially so for Falun Gong practitioners. But, divine beings are here.
Are the Falun Gong practitioners really the main resistance to the CCP?
So far it has been. There were other resistance, but Falun Gong practitioners are the only one has been able to withstand the CCP's persecution, still standing in China. Let me give you a blatant, or the worst the worst situation of making more difficult for people's plight in China. So the Pope or the Catholic Church, until this last hope, the last Pope, have always stood up against the CCP in its right of naming archbishops, you know, other church leaders in China. So that's their hope. That's the Catholic or Christians' hope in China. But this current Pope has given that away.
Mm-hmm.
Is he helping or dashing the hope of those people?
Yeah, I would say the latter.
And that is why Italy is bad enough, is severe enough in the coronavirus infection. Vatican, their infection rate is 10 times higher. Go check out.
Oh, inside the Vatican?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, I think
that's interesting.
I think if we were in court and that was the evidence you were bringing, I think now the jury's like turning. They're flipping your way. That's interesting. I haven't seen that, but I haven't looked for it either.
There are a lot of data there. You know, people may not like to look at them. Maybe they're still in total denial. I'm sure the fake news are still in total denial in their, you know, babbling of defense of the CCP, how great CCP is leading the world in fighting disease. Right? But
yeah, they actually go so far as to say we want to be just like China. We need to do exactly what China's doing. And it's like, do you guys really actually know what they're doing? It's kind of spooky.
It's very disappointing.
So Bill mentioned earlier about WHO in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so time to bring that up again. So a Hong Kong reporter asked the assistant director of, of the WHO about, you know, Taiwan's done very well in defense against the coronavirus. That assistant director refused to answer a question after cut her off. It was a video interview, right? And refused to answer a question. So I don't know the fate of the WHO, and that the same director has claimed that if he ever gets infected by the coronavirus, he will have the CCP to treat the infection. Be careful what you wish for. But in this case, it's worse. It's not so much of your personal wish. WHO is an entity, world entity. Your personal preference counts for little, very little, if nothing, if anything. When it comes to such a major issue, that WHO is still cutting out Taiwan, who has done the best so far, from World Health. I think the whole WHO needs to go. We don't want it. And I have said before, WHO should immediately return the $20 million that the CCP have donated to it back to Wuhan. But again, I want to go back to the Falun Gong. And that explains, I think, why Falun Gong practitioners have been able to resist the CCP virus, and why, you know, I have cited state of this survey before, and Bill has asked why. At that time, you know, we haven't got enough to see to elaborate that this virus may not be a pure medical problem. Right? And now I think we have enough information to say this is not a pure medical issue. So It could be a spiritual issue. It could be a higher issue. And so my, you know, suggestion for a lot of people is maybe they want to look up what Falun Gong is about. And it's time to look around. Right? You don't have to just look into Falun Gong, but whatever you do, get as far away from the CCP, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, ideologically, whatever way. Right? And that will keep you safe, but that may not be enough. For the world to get rid of this CCP, we need to get rid of for the world to get rid of the CCP virus, we may need to get rid of the CCP first. And there are those people who are still fond of the CCP, like the fake news. Maybe the problem will take care of itself, because we already know that the CCP virus they like the people who like it.
Yeah, that's true. Why, just obviously no one's ever going to have a definitive answer, but why do you think the media carries water for the CCP?
They benefit from it. And they're the result of this, as I said earlier, the current political environment is the result of the CCP's evasion and corruption of what was what used to be our national ideals. I'm sure we'll come back to this program. I would like to, you know, speak about there. I would like to speak about America's history, why we have a national ideal. America is not it's not just another country.
Right. And I think I think it would be important maybe to line out for people what I think people are looking at this. Americans are looking at this and they don't realize what they're seeing. You know, they're staring right at propaganda from the Chinese Communist Party, and they don't even know. They think it's something that, you know, they thought of here.
Yeah.
And that's why your program is so important.
Because we have time to go through it, right?
No, you have the courage to go through it. You are so politically incorrect, do you realize?
Right.
It is sort of a sickness.
Well, the thing that kind of frightens me, too, is...
You should not be laughing. You should be shivering. You should be shaking.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking it was our superpower. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't think people should be fooled one bit that this is the last virus that we're going to see come out of China. This may be one of the worst ones that's come out, but I don't think it'll be the worst if we don't make some changes and recognize it for what it is.
True. So. We are flat out of time. Yet again, we have zipped right through 2 hours. Thank you so much, Dr. Chen. I am sure we'll be chatting again soon. You've been listening to We the People. You can find everything about the show and the commercial-free archives for your use at wethepeopleradio.us.
Thanks, Dr. Chen.
Thank you.